Morning watch. Knowing the truth, being absolute for the truth, and for upholding the absoluteness of the truth, and testifying to the truth in the present age of the world. Week 1. Friday related verses. 1 John 1:6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth. 1 John 5:19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in the evil one. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Ephesians 4:23-24. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which is created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. Titus 3:5. Not out of works and righteousness which we did, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this age has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers, that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, might not shine on them. Ephesians 2:2-5, in which you once walked according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, of the spirit which is now operating in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all conducted ourselves once in the lusts of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Related reading. To lies of Satan, he is the father of liars. His nature is a lie, and it brings in death and darkness. With darkness is falsehood, the opposite of the truth. The satanic darkness is versus the divine light, and the satanic lies versus the divine truth. As the divine truth is the expression of the divine light, so the satanic lie is the expression of the satanic darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with God, who is light, and walk in the darkness, we lie. We are in the expression of the satanic darkness, and we do not practice the truth in the expression of the divine light. Paul tells us not to be fashioned according to this age in Romans 12:2. The age is the present practical world life, which is the opposition to and substitute of the church life. The entire world is a satanic system, a system constituted by Satan. The Greek word for world, cosmos, denotes an organization, a system. Satan has systematized every person and every item of human life. This world system is composed of many ages. Just as the universal church is composed of many local churches, so the world is composed of many ages. Every local church is a part of the universal church, and every age is a part of the world. Each age has its modern fashion. The English word modern is an equivalent of the Greek word rendered age. The Greek words translated as do not be conformed to this age may be translated as do not be modernized. Hence, to be modernized means to be fashioned, conformed according to the present age. Since an age, being the present practical world life, is a part of the world system, you cannot be in the world without being in one of the ages. You cannot touch the world unless you touch one of the ages. Therefore, in order to forsake the world, you must also forsake the age. The changes in the age of the world system can be illustrated by the changes in ladies' hairdos. Many years ago, it was common for women to arrange their hair into a high tower. The higher, the better. Each age has its fashion and style. The world opposes the church, and the ages oppose the churches. If we mean business to have the church life, we must give up the age. Since the present age opposes the church life, we cannot follow the age and be fashioned according to it, and still truly experience the body life. A person who is possessed by the modern age may attend the Sunday meetings, but he cannot practice the church life. If we want the body life, the practice of the church life, we must not follow this age nor be conformed to it. This is the reason that Paul told us not to be conformed to this age. We should not be conformed to the age, but transformed by the renewing of our mind. To be conformed to the age means to adopt the modern fashions outwardly. To be transformed is to have an organic element wrought into our being to produce a metabolic change inwardly. We need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The mind is renewed not only by outward teachings, but by the element of Christ being added to it. When the Lord spreads himself from our spirit into our mind will be renewed. By the renewing of our mind, our soul is metabolically changed. In this way, we experience transformation in our soul, a necessity for the church life. If we intend to practice the church life, we need to experience such a transformation in our soul by the renewing of our mind.